The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, is our daily dose of, look, if you're in a bad relationship, stay in it, because being single and being on dating apps sucks, and Abby tells us that every day.
There was a moment a couple of weeks ago where I was talking to this guy on Hinge, and I literally verbatim told him, am I getting punked right now? Because it was the most bizarre experience I think I've had messaging with a man on this app. You have some off-putting situations, you have some weird moments, some like kind of like dates, but this situation, I was like, I'm wondering if I'm talking to an AI bot right now, because he's incapable of holding an intelligent conversation. So let me set the scene for you. I matched with this guy named, we'll call him Josh because that's a basic man name. I matched with Josh on Hinge. And what I really liked about Josh was he was kind of, I felt like he was sort of the male equivalent of me. A lot of people think I have like these crazy high standards, but I'm just looking for a dude who just kind of has the same things I've got going for myself. Employed, went to, you know, a good university. You try with your appearance, those kinds of things. You feel like you have something going for you.
Can so I address this high standards thing? And yes. I think we said it last week also. I think that if you are a person of quality, you should have high standards. I don't know why people come down on others for that.
It's so weird. And also, like, when it comes to your significant other, like, this is the person that's going to influence you more than anybody else in your life. So be a little particular about who you're allowing into your life in that way.
I think sometimes people conflate high standards with perfection. You're never going to find anybody who's perfect, mm-hmm. right? Like, we all have flaws. So you're not going to find somebody if you have like a laundry list, like a checklist. You're going to be hard pressed to find a person who's going to check off every single thing on the list. But having high standards, no, I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But expecting somebody to check off every single thing on your list, I think that's an unreasonable ask.
And I think people are impatient for you. Like, they see somebody else dating and it's not working out. So the go-to excuse is, well, maybe your standards are too high, where it should take a while to find a high-value person.
Yeah, true. Like, if I wanted to date a loser, I absolutely could. Yes. And then you'd be like, oh, Abby's dating this guy. And I'm like, yeah, and he's a loser. So because I don't like to date losers, I've been single for a very long time. So I matched with Josh, really excited about Josh. We went to the same university, University of Florida. And so I was like, oh, so we have things in common. This is so great. He's got a good job. I think he was like a doctor or something. I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. This could really be set up for a good thing. What? No.
His name is Josh.
No, his name isn't actually Josh.
Oh, that's your fake name.
This is my fake name.
Okay, good. Because I was like, if that was his name, I'm like, oh.
Would you rather her change the name for you so you're more into it?
Yes, because Josh's are notoriously, every girl has a story about a bad relationship with a Josh.
Well, here's my story about a bad situation with a Josh.
Okay. There you go.
This is my Josh story. So I match with Josh and I'm like, hey, blah, blah, blah. What's up? And he goes, hey, what are you doing? How are you? And I go, good. Just having a normal Saturday. And then he hits me back with, hey, gorgeous, how are you? For the second time. He's now asked me, how are you? Two times in a row. And I go, am I getting punked right now? And he goes, how so? LOL. And I said, how many times are you going to ask me, how am I? LOL. And then he goes, bah, messing with you. And I go, I get it. It's hard to keep up with all your girlfriends. And he goes, haha, jealous? And I go, I'm more concerned that UF let in someone who couldn't multitask. LOL.
Oh, damn.
Burn!
Because I'm like, okay, clearly he's got me mixed up with some other blonde chick. Like, he's just asking me, how are you? Because he thinks he's in another conversation.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this is a little weird, but whatever. He's really cute. He's got a job. And we went to the same university. I feel like it's almost like we have a mutual friend. I'm like, that person let you into the school.
Yep.
And I also got, we have something big in common. So then after I say, the thing about the multitasking, this is what gets me to give me, I give him his number or I give him my number. He goes, oh, I can. And I was like, here's my number. So then we move over to text and I'm like, okay, surely like he's going to redeem himself after this kind of weird situation where for like three texts in a row, he's asking me how I am. And I'm like, I'm fine. I'm literally fine. It is just a Saturday and I'm trying to get a date. Can we have a conversation? So then we go over to text message. And he goes, hey there, smiley face. And I was like, oh, ew, I hate the like the colon and the parentheses, smiley face. It's such an egg. And I go, hi, hi, hi. And then he goes, how are you, gorgeous?
Oh, no, he does not.
Dude.
And I go, good. How are your other girlfriends? LOL. And he said, I have them on hold for you. And I said, love that for me. And he goes, yeah, you're hotter. LOL. And then he goes, how's your day been? And I'm like, how many times do I have to tell you that I'm sitting on my couch watching Outlander for the seventh time in a row? What more can I tell you? Are you an AI bot? Am I getting catfished? Did you get lobotomized? What is happening that makes you want to ask me this over and over and over
again? It does sound like a bot though.
It does.
Yeah.
And then the weird thing after that, I didn't respond because I'm at this point, I'm like, this is not a real person. He sends me a selfie and I'm like, is this you trying to convince me that you're not a catfish? And I just got the heebie-jeebies and yeah. I'm like, I'm getting out of here, Josh. Like I can't handle getting asked how my day is 100 times over.
Yeah. Being able to hold a conversation, I wouldn't consider a high standard. I would say that's setting the bar pretty freaking low.
You know how we talk about people that are really good having conversations online, but then you meet them face to face and they can't carry on a conversation. Sometimes does it go the other way also?
Like where they're so horrible over text, but they're amazing in person.
Yeah.
Yes. But when I say horrible over text, it's usually because they're so busy. They've got so much going on out there that they're not giving you these long paragraphs about what they're doing with their life. They're just kind of like shortened to the point. I kind of put myself in that category where I'm like, I hate to DM. I hate to text, all those things. But you get me with two glasses of wine in front of you at some nice restaurant, I'm going to entertain you for days.
No problem. All right. Real quick sidebar for 60 seconds here. So right before we came on the air, Cassie was saying that we had a 3-star review online. Because Abby keeps ripping on Tampa, right?
Yeah, that exactly. I came in and Cassie looks at me and she goes, we have to talk. And she was so serious. I'm like, I can't tell if I'm about to get in trouble or not. Am I going to have to cry going on air because I did something wrong?
So the only thing I really know about Tampa is that Abby is from there, right? And I also heard this weekend.
She's not from there.
My family lives there. I'm from Jacksonville.
Okay, that's right. Sorry. And I also said the only thing that I really know about Tampa is that their football team, South Florida, is doing really well right now.
Oh, USF. Yeah, they're based in Tampa.
Really good, right? And I said, yeah, they're doing great. And they had beat two top 10 teams or two top 20 teams.
I want to say it's so great to be a Florida Gator, but sometimes it's just not. Yeah, sometimes it's not.
You're on The Burt Show.
Going to issue a potential mascara alert here. Maybe not for you guys that are listening in your car, but probably for Kristen because she cries over everything.
I am not going to apologize for having emotional depth.
And Cassie would for sure be crying, but she's not here today. She's at a convention. So let's turn it on over to Rebecca because things need to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm. And I will be upset if no one in here cries. I'm going to be looking at all of you.
Okay.
No.
I'll mace myself.
Make me ruin my spray tan.
No. Yeah. I wrote something down. Of course I did because I am just always, I've always been a better writer than I have been a yapper. So if you would just,
press statement.
Yeah, exactly. So I was diagnosed with tongue cancer in October of 2023, which led me down a very difficult and painful battle that included surgery to my tongue, resecting 1/4 of it and reconstructing it with tissue from my arm, surgery on my neck, radiation to my mouth and neck, and chemo. Something I very briefly mentioned before is that when I had my first scan after all that treatment, it did not go well. I had something rare happen, which was an immediate recurrence, and I was wheeled back into surgery for a second neck dissection to hopefully finally be rid of cancer for good, which is why now it looks like someone tried to decapitate me but didn't finish the job. So I have come on air before and I have shared when I've received clear scans, and very, very recently I had another scan. This one felt very big, because it was a scan that would put me at more than a year of clear scans if it came back good. So this scan weighed on me a lot. I was very, very scared, and I've honestly felt paralyzed for the last month. The truth is, of course, I've always wanted my scans to be good, but having a new boyfriend put a lot of pressure on me to kind of be alive and healthy. There's sort of an unsaid contract when you're dating someone that you're going to live. Hopefully. And it wasn't just about him. In the last 6 months, I finally felt happy. I hang out with my friends. I can eat and I can speak. I'm not taking my life for granted, and I'm so grateful to see the sunshine every morning because I have learned the terrifying secret that it can all be taken away from you so quickly. So I was so scared that this recent scan would do that. For some reason, I always, always have a scan right before I'm about to go on a massive trip with Abby. So being able to tell you guys right now, and the moment where I got to tell my boyfriend that my scan looked good, it felt like Valentine's Day and Christmas and my birthday all wrapped up into one. There is no evidence of disease in my body once again. My boyfriend did make a sort of relieved noise when I told him that, that I think under any other circumstance would have given me the ick. but that's neither here nor there. I've talked a lot about how grateful I am that I went to Emory Winship Cancer Institute to treat my cancer. But something I haven't talked about is that I've still been in treatment for an entire year. I have been getting immunotherapy infusions for a year because my care team at Winship wanted to give me the best insurance ever that one day in a few years after continued cleared scans, which if you are the praying type, please pray that I continue to receive clear scans. In the next 5 years, I will officially be deemed cancer-free. And my last day of treatment of any and all treatments happened on Monday. So I am officially, finally, done with cancer treatment. Wow. Woo!
Yeah. I think we might all cry.
I don't think they saved my life. I know they saved my life. And I'm so happy to be alive and get to be able to do the things I love with you guys, my coworkers who are my friends, who have supported me so much through this entire journey. Now I can just have fun, try to be my healthiest self, which is why I'm asking for you guys and anyone listening to help me help the people that made this possible by joining my team to run or donating to my team for the Emory Winship Cancer Institute 5K. So it's on October 4th. You can run, or you can run with me because I will be physically running there, or you can run virtually. You also don't have to run. That's fine. You can just donate to my team.
This is the most 2025 thing I've ever heard. It's a run where you don't have to run, you don't have to walk, you don't even have to do anything.
No, you can sit on your couch and just give me money. If you do donate, I do request that you designate your donation to the Winship Head and Neck Cancer Fund. The link to donate or join has been published on all of the Burt Show social media. It's at theburtshow.com/run. I really want to make a t-shirt, but I don't know what I should make. So if you have any ideas, send me DMs. Something tongue-themed, I assume.
So I have so many thoughts and questions really here. And they're going to be a little bit on the random side, okay? First of all, let me say this. I am supremely impressed and respect the way that you have handled this whole thing. Mm-hmm. You have done it with a sense of humor and authenticity and been willing to share your journey, which is a very courageous thing, man. I mean, we do this for a living and it is very difficult, you know, to share the intimate parts of our lives with you guys. In a lot of cases, it's going to be judged online and you wouldn't think it would be, but to be able to share that with the greater good of others that are going through this will hear your journey. And those are the people that really need to hear it. And you've been so willing to do that. And you have handled it with such a great sense of humor. It's, I'm just so supremely impressed with you.
Thank you. That really means a lot. I mean, I've always said, like, having cancer and having had cancer, it's this exclusive club that nobody wants to be a part of. But as soon as I came on and talked about being diagnosed with tongue cancer, I immediately was just enveloped in this community of people who wanted to support me, who had been through the same thing. And if I can give that back to anybody listening, and I get a lot of messages from a lot of people who I want to support and I want to help them through this journey because it's such a terrifying journey. It just means a lot to me that someone could listen to my story and feel hope, because I have gotten that from a lot of people.
Another thing I wanted to say, and I just love you so much, that when you bring up the physical things that are still remaining from this journey, I'll be honest with you, I don't see them. Like, you talked about your tongue one day, and I understand it's your face, it's your tongue, you know what you sounded like. When you were talking just now, and every time that you come on now, I flash back to the first time you came on after the surgery and how difficult that was for you, and it was very difficult to understand you. You've gone through all this therapy, and all I see and all I hear is progress. Yes. So when you talked about your neck today, I got to be honest with you, I am not lying about this. Now, I am kind of clueless, but that's the first time I ever noticed the scar. Seriously, like, I don't see it. You see it because it's your body. Mm-hmm. And when you talk about your tongue, and when you're talking about going to kiss your boyfriend for the very first time and how you were insecure about it, I totally understood it. I don't see it, man.
And I know that may not mean a lot coming from Mr. Oblivious over here, so I get that. But just to make you feel a little bit better, I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Like, you should be very proud of your scars. They are tales of your heroism and what you've been through, and would never want to diminish that by saying, I don't see them. So you want to toe this line, because you don't want to dismiss the scars and everything you've been through, but also you don't want that to be the focal point. But I'm like Bert, like, I just, when you walk into the studio, I see Rebecca.
Thank you. No, I really appreciate that, because I have had such a complicated relationship with being baddie Frankenstein now.
That's a good description.
Yeah. I have learned that, I mean, this is a crash course lesson that you are way more critical of yourself, your appearance, than other people. Because it is true. People who know me and love me, they only see me. They really don't see my arm scar. They don't see my neck scar. They don't really even remember my tongue a lot of the times, which is like amazing and sometimes awful when my boyfriend tries to make me eat salsa and I'm like, I can't eat that anymore. We've been over this. No, but I really appreciate that. And, you know, this is my new normal, but I feel like Rebecca 2.0. And I feel like everything I've been through, all my new body modifications, I honestly think they are a testament of my strength. And I want to sort of celebrate them. And so I feel really good about them now.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What a relief, right?
Thank you.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So Kristen almost broke her nose this week. And I ever tell you how my dad broke his nose twice?
Mm-mm.
The exact same way. He's pushing a girl on a swing. She jumps off. Swing comes back, hits him in the nose, busts it.
Is this the same kind of swing you have in your house? Wink, wink.
And then about a year and a half later, same thing, different girl. Pushes her, she jumps off, swing, hits him in the nose again, broke it twice.
What's it? Just from the swing?
Just from the swing. This is back in the day, man. It was like concrete swings.
Oh, concrete. Okay.
So how'd you do it?
So I'm going to take my glasses off so you can get a better look.
Oh, now I can really see it. Those glasses are hit really well.
So there's two little scrapes. It's from
scrapes. It's like gashes across your nose with bruising.
I was about to say, you look worse than I did than when I got my literal nose job.
Yeah, we got some swelling. We got some bruising. And I sincerely thought I broke my nose this
weekend. I can understand why. Yeah. But the glass, I'm a little stunned that the glasses hit it so well, because once you took them off, you can really see. That's pretty gnarly.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You want to lay it on a little more thick?
It is bad.
You took those glasses off and damn, girl. Yeah.
Don't worry, girl. I got you a good doctor.
Your face is bust.
You should wear a goalie mask.
All right. What happened was Saturday, myself and my husband, his best friend and his best friend's fiance, we all went to the Tour Championship at Eastlake.
Oh, cool.
There's a golf tournament going on here in town this past weekend. And my husband's best friend is getting married. He is the best man. So this was kind of like our bachelor/bachelorette weekend. The four of us go into the golf tournament because Bart's best friend and his fiance love to golf. That's how they met. They met on a golf course. They golf together all the time. Like, golf is their passion. So I thought, this is perfect. Their wedding is next month. We have this golf tournament in town. This is what we're going to do. So we go to the golf tournament, had the best time. 10 out of 10 recommend. Even if you're not into golf, like, I'm like, who? That's the Scotty dude, right? Like, he's teeing off in front of us.
Scheffler.
The number one golfer in the world.
And I called him Rory McIlroy instead of McIlroy. But I'm like, there's the Rory dude, and he's teeing off too. This is so exciting, because they were like, you know, these are big names. Yeah. It was a big golf tournament. So we had a great day. Started drinking about 2 o'clock, right? But again, I was there and I was somewhat responsible. You didn't want to act a fool at this nice golf tournament, especially since Tour Championship comped the tickets for me, right? Like, I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Just don't throw up on the golf course. That's all we ask of you, Chris.
There was one dude that was sitting on a golf cart.
No.
And his girlfriend was rubbing his back. And I'm like, homeboy is not going to make it.
Down bad.
He was down real bad. So we had a great time at the golf tournament, right? Watching guys hit tiny balls into tiny holes. It was a good time.
so many jokes.
So we leave, and you know, the babysitter didn't have a hard out, which is always amazing. So it's like 6 o'clock, and we're like, let's go grab dinner somewhere. So we go to this restaurant called Saint Cecilia. Mm. It's a nice restaurant, but I looked. They were completely booked. I knew we were going to get a table. I'm like, but we can like hold up at the bar, find a spot, right? Bar is completely packed, but somebody left. We got like a little couch area, and we were able, like, it was perfect. We had the most lovely dinner, a couple of more beverages. And I really do want to preface this. Like, I was not hammered. I was tipsy. Mm-hmm. I was feeling myself, but there's no reason. There's no reason what happened should have happened just based on my alcohol consumption, all right? So, had a lovely dinner, and it's time to leave. So, we're walking out of the restaurant, and this restaurant is very open air, lots of glass. And again, this is a very nice restaurant in Atlanta. So, we're walking up the marble staircase to exit said restaurant. There's the host stand. The host and hostess are standing there bidding us adieu. And like, again, it's like 8:30. Uh-huh. Like, it's early and we're going home. So we start going out the door, and it's a revolving glass door.
Oh no.
So we're going through the revolving glass door, and I tried to exit too early. And when I say I ran and face planted into a glass window, I ran and face planted. I hit this window so hard with my face, the entire atrium reverberated. Like, the window should have broke. I hit this thing so hard with my face, and I turned to look. The host and the hostess were like, I mean,
there's got to be security footage somewhere.
So
I'll pay so much money for that.
I sent an email.
Okay.
First thing, Sunday morning. All right. I sent an email because, and that's what I was thinking. And now, mind you, I was bleeding. It was.
I think I need more. I need to understand the construction of this. Okay. So as you're going into the revolving door.
I'm pushing the door.
You're pushing. Okay, yes. So you're already in the mechanism pushing around.
Yeah. And like, so the door's moving. And so as I'm pushing around, I'm pushing the door. And then I'm like, oh, I'm out.
Ah, okay.
But I wasn't outside yet.
Oh, okay, now I got it.
There was still a glass window.
Now I got it.
So I ran into the glass window. And when I tell you it hurt, it hurt. And so I'm still with my husband's friends, right? So Markham and Kelly are like, oh my God, are you okay?
And it's bleeding.
You're looking at my face.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So yeah, but I didn't have like a nose bleed. It wasn't coming from the nostrils. Yeah. It was just coming from the scars that are on the bridge of my nose.
The bridge of them. Right. Okay.
And I was very, very concerned that I broke my nose. So we get home and I'm looking in the mirror and I'm like, but I still had makeup on, right? And I didn't wash my face that night. And I'm like, I don't think this is that bad. I went to bed with ice on my face, right? Because it was definitely sore. I woke up and then I realized I hit it with more of my face than just my nose because my forehead is bruised. My teeth are a little bit sore.
Are you serious?
Yes, my teeth hurt.
I can't wait to see you explain this to Dr. Elizabeth.
I don't know.
Atlanta face and body.
I don't know how I didn't chip a tooth. My left knee, because I was leading with my left, because I went like this. I went, bam! So my left knee is a little bruised and swollen from where I hit my knee. So again, I'm like, this is by the front door. Surely they have surveillance video.
Now, are you calling to get it deleted or are you calling to get it to share it?
I am reaching out to share it.
Dear so-and-so, I got beat up by an inanimate object at your establishment.
So I went to St. Cecilia's website and I found their email and I sent them this email on Sunday morning, the day after I face planted into the glass window at the front of the restaurant. And I said, hello. As always, we had a fantastic dinner with fantastic service last night. As I was leaving out the revolving door, I tried to exit too early and ran right into the glass window. I'm hoping it was caught on surveillance camera because it has to be hilarious. If you do have footage, is it possible to share with me? I would love to talk about my stupidity on air and give St. Cecilia some love. Let the front desk staff know I'm okay. Their faces were priceless. Because when I say,
oh, shit.
I'm like, look at you again.
What's going on now?
When I say like the whole thing, like the whole revolving door rattled,
yeah.
I hit my face so hard. So I'm not kidding you. It wasn't even an hour later, I get an email back from St. Cecilia. Okay. Hi, Kristen. Big fan of the Burt Show. I used to volunteer as Sleeping Beauty years ago for the send-off.
Oh, no way, for Burt's Big Adventure.
I connected with our IT department. And sadly, our cameras don't capture the doors.
Dang it.
So sorry we couldn't be more help.
Dang it.
So I hit her back and I said, thank you so much for the quick response and for volunteering for BBA. Make sure to give your window washers a raise because that is one clean window.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.